A reading from the second book of Kings. One day, Elisha came to Shurim, where there was a woman of influence who urged him to dine with her. Afterward, whenever he passed by, he used to stop there to dine. So she said to her husband, "I know that Elisha is a holy man of God. Since he visits us often, let's us arrange a little room on the roof and furnish it for him with a bed, table, chair, and lamp, so that when he comes to us, he can stay there." Sometime later, Elisha arrived and stayed in the room overnight. Later, Elisha asked, "Can something be done for her?" His servant, Gehazi, answered, "Yes. She has no son, and her husband is getting on in years." Elisha said, "Call her." When the woman had been called and stood at the door, Elisha promised, "This time next year, you will be finding a baby son." The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. If then we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. We know that Christ raised from the dead dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. As to his death, he died to sin once and for all. As to his life, he lives for God. Consequently, you too must think of yourselves as dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This passage is taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. Later, Elisha asked, "Can something be done for her?" A pleasant surprise. All of us, I'm sure, during our weeks, we go through things day after day, and there's really anything, perhaps nothing new that happens. It seems like it's the same old thing. But once in a great while, you get a pleasant surprise, and I had one 2 weeks ago. I get on the computer several times throughout the day to take care of emails. And I received one from my classmate who is the bishop of the diocese in Little Rock, Arkansas. I haven't heard from him in about 4 years. I had gone down to see him perhaps about 7 years ago, and once in a while we'll send an email, but it had been some long time before we had communicated. He wanted to know how I was doing, and also he wanted to ask me something that I would know from this area. And I responded back to him and saying it was good to hear from him and hope that he is doing well. That made my day. To get this email from him that I had not heard from him in a long time. And it can really make one's day and perhaps even one's week. And I'm sure that has happened to you as well. Because in our first reading today, taken from the second book of Kings, we hear how a woman was so blessed because she had received something she so much wanted because God had answered her prayers. The prophet Elisha had succeeded the prophet Elijah, who is one of the major prophets. And when his time had come to an end to go to God, Elisha had asked from Elijah a double portion of the spirit that was given to him from God so that he could be a good and effective prophet. He encountered this woman, which we don't even know her name. But there are a couple of things that we do know about her in this very short, brief passage. First of all, it said that she was influential. She was perhaps even affluent. But the more important thing about her was that she was someone who believed and asked God that he would intervene someday in her life. She had shown Elisha tremendous courtesy and hospitality. She had welcomed him into her home, and probably doesn't even say the greatest thing that you could show hospitality was to wash the feet of your guests. It reminds us of what Jesus had done at the Last Supper in welcoming his 12 apostles to the Passover. But she welcomed him because she knew that he was a holy man. And she asked her husband that we prepare a place for him where he could be, where he could stay when he's ever in the area. But because Elisha was moved and wanted to know what could God do for her, it is her steward who said, you know what she probably would ask more than ever is to have a child. It was considered then that if you were childless, that was seen as a curse. You don't know why you were cursed, but you did not have children. And so she and her husband, as they were getting older, the greatest gift perhaps that could be bestowed on her is to have a child. And so Elisha said, a year from now, you shall have a son. It was her generosity that she had shown, especially to Elisha, and to welcome a holy man into her home. She was truly then blessed. You probably have seen that psychologists like to use is a glass. And if it's filled right at the middle, they like to ask you the question, do you see this glass as half full or do you see it as half empty? If you see it as half empty, they're quick to point out that you're probably pessimistic. Your outlook on life is always seeing that I never have enough. But if you see the glass is half full, you see that you're optimistic and that you see in your life that there are truly blessings. We might come here today, either our glass is half empty or half full. But we come before the Lord our God who wants to come again, come into our hearts and into our souls. Do you make him a welcome guest? Do you want the Holy Spirit to reside in your soul and to be influential? The Lord, indeed, I hope we can all say, has given our lives as half full, and one day we hope that it will be filled more than we could imagine. But let us welcome Christ once again as we celebrate the Eucharist. He is a guest that we want with us, and that he will stay with us and always be a part of our life. For if we welcome him, we welcome the gift far greater than we could ever imagine.